Hello and welcome to the Cathivist Podcast. I'm Leo Brown. Sometimes I'll write a blog and then sometimes I'll podcast about the blog. Sometimes I will podcast and then I'll blog about the podcast. So that's probably kind of the way this one's going to go today. The podcast comes first. Which came first, the podcast or the blog? Yes, right? It's the great both and. Depending on the day, things are just going to go a different way with me because that's kind of how I roll, right? I'm pretty darn consistently inconsistent in a lot of ways. So you've always got that to look forward to. I want to talk about this because if you follow me on Facebook, you'll see me talking about this exercise program that I've been doing for the past few days. I've been blogging, well, not blogging, but posting on social media about it. And basically what it is it's a full-on yoga program where you're doing the poses and the whole shebang. My wife, by the way, is a Beachbody coach. Beachbody, the organization that does the P90X and the Insanity workouts. They're known probably most famously for those. They've got 50 other workouts, and this is one of them. It's one that I thought that I could probably really get into. Being the kind of person I am, I thought this would be my... I knew that I needed flexibility and strength and balance. And also, I'm getting to that age where I'm starting to get biometrics that aren't so pleasing, and now I really kind of need to focus on my diet and my exercise. So I thought this would be a great way to do it. I started this, fell in love with it, love with it, and really could see doing this for years upon years, God willing. And the challenge, of course, that's out there, as soon as you say yoga and you're a Catholic, you may as well have just admitted to being a Satanist, right? I mean, there's not a lot of difference there for some, because if you dare do a yoga pose, then you've sold your soul to the devil. That downward dog is going downwardly straight to hell, right? First off, the Catholic Church has never said this. There is nothing in the teaching of the church prohibiting one from doing yoga. It is simply not there. Simply not there. Well, you could say, well, there's nothing explicitly prohibiting those from doing using a Ouija board. Well, okay, yeah, but Scripture's kind of clear on that, right? Scripture's clear that it says we don't conjure demons and we stay away from these sort of things. I mean, that's kind of there explicitly. It's pretty out there from a scriptural standpoint. But when it comes to a posture of prayer, that's not there. Not there. There's nothing there. If anything, there's evidence that St. Paul would go to the point of even praying like others, because he says, when I'm with the Jew, I'm like the Jew. When I'm with the Gentile, I'm like the Gentile. Whatever. He's adaptive. He's adaptive in his environment to be like those he's around in order, what does he say? Not to conform to that, but to transform. Right? That's what he's about. Can I transform this, whatever I happen to be a part of? Is there a way that I could bring a transformation about through my belief structure entered into this? Is there a way I can do that? We also have the beautiful evidence of St. Patrick, who went to the Druids in Ireland, who were worshiping other gods, worshiping gods for everything, a sun god, a moon god, a tree god, a grass god, you name it, polytheistic. And what does he do? Their primary god, the sun god. This is what's great you're worshiping. It's great you're doing this. Now, let me tell you about the son of this god. Now, he didn't say that god's fake or that god is Satan or how dare you. He just said, no, let me tell you about the son of this god. So we have that beautiful representation of the Celtic cross that is the circle behind the cross, right? The cross superimposed over that understanding of God. That's what we got to realize in this. Now, you're not going to go to a Ouija board and say, I'm praying. You're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. But in yoga, in a point of meditation, of relaxation, of breathing, of experiencing the presence, you can experience a presence. You could do that. You can easily do that. Go back to 1989, look at what Cardinal Ratzinger, then Cardinal Ratzinger, who of course became Pope Benedict XVI, had to say in this document on some aspects of Christian meditation, that was written when he was the prefect of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith. He does not explicitly identify yoga, but he talks about Eastern mystic practices, right? He talks about this in the sense of if, as he suggests in this document, if in using these techniques, we become deeper in prayer, we become more transformed in our faith life, guess what? That's like what St. Paul was talking about. That's like what St. Patrick was talking about. It's taking something that already exists and deepening it into it, your understanding of what your faith is. That you can do. That you can do. You know, something I find fascinating, if you know anything about the story of Fatima, when the Blessed Mother came and appeared to the children and taught them first to pray the rosary and to pray in a particular fashion, which essentially was a child's pose, which I love that. If you know the pose, this pose of submission, this pose of kind of complete and total relaxation, this pose that is not being used for strengthening, there's a bit of stretching and elongation, you could say that, but it's generally a resting pose in the practice of yoga. You get to the point where you have hit this point of getting level of kind of exhaustion perhaps in the practice, and then you ease back and you relax, right? This is the understanding of the child's pose. You go back to the child. You go back to this point of submission, this point of total submission, abandonment, you name it. That's a beautiful understanding to say that's what we do in prayer always, and this is what the Blessed Mother essentially taught the children, submit in this prayer. Interestingly, it also mirrors the prayer posture of the Muslim faith when they are kneeling. So it's there's a beautiful interconnectedness in all of this. And again, we're not saying there's something better. Well, there's something better than Christianity. There's something better than Catholicism. We're going to go find that in this yogic mystic practice. No, for me, it's the health benefit that I know is there. It's the fact that I can center myself. And I even shared this on Facebook, that in this prayer time, in this meditative time, I can enter into prayer with much more docility. Not something I'm good at. I'm really not good at the docility. That's why I knew that I really needed this type of exercise. Because normally what I do when I work out, I go out and run 15 miles, or I'll go to the gym and lift ridiculously heavy weights for a couple of hours. And inevitably, I do something stupid, and I push myself too hard, and I hurt myself. And the cool thing about this yoga practice is that even the instructor says, look, this has to feel sweet. We're not here to hurt you. And the beauty of that understanding, that there's a sweetness to this physicality. And we are the most holistic, or at least we should be the most holistic of all faiths when it comes to incorporating mind, body, spirit. This is what is one of the hallmarks of Catholicism, is that we do use our postures. We do use our kneeling, our standing, our full senses in the expression of worship and prayer. So to realize that there is a beautiful parallel, and it's even really embraced, it's not prohibited, it's not warned against. There are Catholics who will do that. There are Catholic priests or Catholic organizations that will come out all day long and tell you not to do it. They will. They've decided that this is a line that should not be crossed, and they're going to caution you not to cross it. I say, what does Scripture say? Even we will even take up serpents, right? And yes, there's a spiritual element that is connected to this universality of understanding of creation that is part of the poses within yoga, but there's not a deity that is going to superimpose itself over you. It's just not going to happen. Nothing is going to possess you while you're doing this, to the point that is greater than God. If we believe in the greatness of God, if we believe in the salvation through Jesus Christ, if we understand that that is a be-all, end-all of this is it, Nothing's going to replace that. Nothing's going to become bigger than that or override that. So read the document. Read what Pope Benedict said when he was the Cardinal Ratzinger, prefect of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith. Read what he says. And you're going to see that it's kind of like what St. Paul says. Everything is allowable, right? Nothing's off limits. It's just, is everything to my benefit? Can I use it truly to my, is, can I take whatever this is that is at my disposal? Because the universe is at our disposal. Can we use that? Can we utilize that and move it somehow forward for us in a sense that says, yeah, this is growing my faith life? If we can do that, guess what? We just found a tool. We just found another tool. It does not have to be the sanctioned sacramental tools of the church, but if it's where we gain some sort of deepening, great. Now, I used to spend hours upon hours before my kids came along, and we still do it to some degree, but not like I used to, in the woods, literally, hiking, mountain biking. I would go snow skiing and snowboarding, kayaking. I was just out in nature almost as much as I possibly could be. I would much rather be outside doing anything than sitting inside doing anything, right? And I would just go. And when I was a 20-something, even somewhat well into my 30s, I would do this, and I had friends who were very active, and we were just out there doing stuff like that all the time. And I assure you, there was a spiritual component to every moment that I was out in nature, because it was an appreciation of the creation that was there. There was an appreciation that this is all a beautiful masterpiece of creation that I need to show my gratitude for. I need to show my appreciation for this. And I was keenly aware of that. Still am. Still certainly am every time. I don't even have to be in the woods. I could just be looking around at the sky and the grass and whatever. I have this appreciation, undoubtedly. And I think that if that is where you're coming from, to say, it's all God's, and I'm a part of it, but I'm going to utilize this experience for what it can be for me. Like I say, I'm brand new to this. I just started, but I can see the benefits already. I know what it's doing. I know what it's doing to my ability to focus, my ability to have this full integration of mind and body, which is, again, very Catholic. And I'm enjoying this, and God willing, there'll be health benefits to it. So I present this as a way of putting faith into action, because that's what we talk about here with this Cathavist podcast and blog. How do you activate what you believe? How do you put it into action? And my goodness, what a beautiful way to do that in this experience and expression of mind, body, spirit awareness that is amazingly there through yoga. And I cannot say enough good stuff about it. Hey, if you like what you hear, support us. You can become a premium member over at our website, breadboxmedia.com, breadboxmedia.com. Easy to do, and support the programming. Always good stuff. Check out our advertisers there and get great stuff from our advertisers. That's part of it as well. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Leo Brown. As always, put your belief into action.